to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
The National Intel Report underway on this Wednesday, the 20th of June, 2007. My name is Mike Chambers, substituting for John Stadmiller. I do a nightly program on the TruthNet Radio Network from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Central called TruthNet Radio Live. And my website is truthnetradio.com. And matter of fact, we've got a chat room open if you want to pop in there and join the chat there as well. And our number here today is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you want to be a part of the conversation. Let's go right to the phone. Gary in Virginia, you're up. How are you today, sir?
Oh, fine, thank you, Mike. How are you doing there, sir?
I am dandy as candy, fine as wine in the summertime, and am just proud to be here.
Well, I hear you, my friend. You're doing a fine job.
Thank
you. Listen, I have one question there, Mike. Do we still have, and I'm a DAV now, and do we still have in this country the right to make citizens' arrest, and can we bring charges of treason against these people and make citizens' arrest, or do you know?
You know, I honestly don't know. I mean, I know that in my little burg here, we have the ability to make some form of citizens' arrest, because we had an issue with people running through the neighborhood at insanely high speeds. And we were told by the local constabulary that, yes, we could issue a ticket and perform a citizen's arrest. But can we bring our government officials up on treason by performing a citizen's arrest? You know, I would guess it's possible. I would imagine, though, that the access is going to be the most difficult. But I don't truly know, Gary.
Pardon, sir?
I don't truly know, but I would think access to the individual would be the biggest thing to overcome.
Well, I know that the Judge Napolitano and all are very good constitutional lawyers, and I know that a lot of times they call in on the networks and you have communications with them. But I would really kind of be a little concerned to see that we still have the right to do that in this country.
Well, you know, we still have a constitution. We supposedly have a number of rights and stuff, but they just seem to trample over them. But like I said, you know, it's access to these people. These people are well insulated, and they keep themselves away from the little people as much as possible. So I think that would, you know, even if you could, as far as the citizens' arrest is concerned, like I said, I know you can't in my town, but access to one of these officials would be the biggest problem I would see.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Mike.
You're,
I appreciate
you're very welcome,
it. Now I'll continue listening on the air, sir.
You have a good day.
Yes, sir. You too. Bye.
Lauren in Ohio, you're on as we head to the break. Go ahead. How are you today?
I'm very well, Mike. How are you doing?
I am super. It's glad to have you on. How are you?
Fine as wine, baby.
There you go. What's on your mind?
So listen, I think you hit it right on the head when you started talking about love. And I think that this problem is not being inflicted on us. It's us in disobedience to what we're supposed to be doing. Hold me over if you can.
Yeah, I will. Hold on just a second there, Lauren. We'll be back in just a second on the other side. We're going to continue our conversation on love. Right here on the National Intel Report, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Oh. All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
800-409-5633. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, I was thinking over the break, about Gary's question, citizens arrest. You know, if 2 or 3 million of us showed up on the lawn of the White House and we knocked on the door, I think we'd have some effect, because then we'd have access. I think as individuals trying to do that, though, that would be next to impossible again, because you couldn't get to these people. That's the difficulty. We're talking with Lauren in Ohio. We're holding her over the break. Lauren, go ahead and let's talk about love.
Okay, well, here's the gist of it.
Okay.
Our problem is we believe lies. Okay, we believe that a government of men has the power to rule over other men. If you notice who we're attacking around the world, it's countries where there is no centralized government ruling over the people, where the people have not been brainwashed to obey a group of men. That's what we're doing.
Right.
Now, the Constitution doesn't give you any rights. The Constitution's a body of negative law that limits the action of government against the wards, the citizens, the
right.
minor government officials, which is basically what you are as a 14th Amendment citizen. If
right.
you ever take a look at the 14th Amendment, it basically says that all persons, person is an artificial entity, born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That means there's people that are not subject to the jurisdiction thereof. You
Correct.
Basically have to let the vampire in. They don't force you to be their ward. You sign up for it. When you sign up for Social Security or you sign up for this benefit or that benefit, you're basically saying, I can't take care of myself. You promise to take care of me when I'm old. You promise to pay for my health care if I can't do it. You know. So basically you're swapping your freedom, your right to rule as a king, as a free man. Remember, God made the men, then the men made a club, and you can join it or not.
Right.
So, and when you take a look at the Constitution, I think it's Article 4, Section 2, and it says that you have privileges and immunities. You have privileges and duties. You don't have any rights, which is why they're so, you know, easily snatching all these, what people perceive to be rights. They can't take them from you if you don't give them to them.
But, exactly.
Yeah, and so what we have to do is we have to focus our love on the God that created us. Now, if we really loved him, we would obey him. What are we doing? We're giving this government our money because we're afraid they'll hurt us. Oh, if I don't give them my tax money, they'll take my stuff, or they'll put me in jail, or they'll do this, or they'll do that. So out of fear, false evidence appearing real, I'll obey them because I just want wine and olives. What was it that the Hebrews wanted coming out of? All they did was complain in the desert,
right,
in the wilderness. Well, where's our leeks? Where's our olives? They just wanted the comfort. They wanted the comfort. They didn't want the truth. They wanted to be comfortable. And so we put our children in their schools where they brainwash them, where they scare the life out of them. Guns are bad. Where they send them on terror drills and terrorize them, trauma-based mind control. And it's getting worse and worse and worse, and yet and still, people keep putting their children in these institutions. Then we wonder when they come out, and they've had them 8 and 10 hours a day for a lifetime from 4 to 18 years old. And we don't understand why we don't know them, why they don't obey us, why they don't fear God, because we didn't. So we can't expect from children, and that's the thing, I'm not even, you are absolutely right about Bush and his ilk. These people, they don't know how to love, they are sociopaths.
Right.
But you can't even be mad at them because it's the natural outcome of the way they were raised.
You know what, Lauren, I pity these people. I'm no longer afraid of them. I pity them because...
I pity them and I pray for them. But
exactly.
I don't put up with them. I do not give them the fruit of my labor. I do not give them access to my children. I do not, and this is my point, it's not go to Washington and stand and march and make them do the right thing. It's don't give them your money. Okay?
Right.
They're getting ready right now to bring 100 million Mexicans in this country. And, I mean, it's Mexicans, it's Koreans, it's Chinese. And I don't want to hear about prejudice. I'm not prejudiced. I'm mixed heritage myself. So enough of this. 6.5 billion people can't all come here. Okay? And I'm not bad because I don't want them all here. If you have a bad situation in your country, then you need to deal with the criminals running your country. You don't all come here to tear up our home. And so what I'd say is all this would stop if people would stop giving them the money. Okay? How are the Mexicans or whoever going to get along without those welfare checks at $2 and $3 an hour? They're not. How are they going to get through school without all those free education dollars and have their babies? I had my last baby at home in my bed because I didn't have insurance and I didn't have $12,000 for somebody to catch my baby. Okay? So my point is, it's our own fault because we keep bending over. If you're tired of getting screwed, stop bending over. Don't give them your money. Don't give them your children, which is a treasure more valuable than your money. And if that means that you don't have a car, or you don't have cable TV, or you do without something, or things are a little tough for you for a while as you make the adjustment of living on one set of earnings, because it's not income, it's earnings, and the fruit of your labor is yours, or else you're a slave. And so I'm just saying that that's the action that we have to take. The war is actually an internal battle. Will I obey God? How did he say to raise a child? Raise up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Teach
exactly.
the child the truth, morning, noon, and night. Teach him the word of God. We're not doing our job. And so if we would do what we're supposed to do, what would happen to the schools? Like I'm in Ohio, $25 billion of the $50 billion budget is for education. Yet and still, half of the children that go into college have to take remedial math or English.
Right.
Now, if you had $25 billion and you can't even teach them to read and do basic mathematics, well, what are you doing with that money? And so
exactly.
It's
exactly. But see, they want more. But I remember as a kid, I was sitting with 35 and 40 in a class, and us doing just fine. And I know the little private schools that run around here that sit with 35 and 40 and do with less than half of what the public school system gets. They graduate their kids, and their test scores are way higher. than any of these people in the public fool system.
Well, there you go. And the thing is, if you look at what they're trying to do with the illegals that they're bringing in, basically, they're going to get all the benefits. And this is for all the people who are welfare-minded. I live in a little democratic haven here. And, you know, they all want their freebies. They don't want their benefits cut off. But what I'm trying to explain to them is you're going to lose your benefits anyway. They're going to give them to the Mexicans, to the Koreans, to the all these people coming here and dropping babies here. They're the ones that are going to get the benefits. They're going to be the cops. It's not going to be your cousin Bubba. It's going to be these new, you know, South Americans and these people that have been raised to hate and blame America. And the thing is, you got to admit they're right. Look at what the CIA is doing, running around, turning the world upside down, Operation Ajax, you know, Operation what they're doing right now in Iraq. They're making the mess. Then they're flinging the crap back on us. But the thing is, if we would stop giving them the money, all this would dry up and stop. And I mean quick. Same thing with the schools. They want to bring all these people in here. Then they want to tax you out of your homes to pay for these schools where they don't educate them, where your kids are getting beat up, and now they've got the gun bill that's already gone through the House, trying to get it through the Senate. So now you can't even have a gun to defend yourself from what they're bringing in. It's our fault. We won't obey God. We don't love Him more than we love the illusion of this nation as we perceive it. And the thing that's funny is, if you take a look at the way that it's structured, you've got, and I mean, I love this country because I'm here, this is my land, my people have been here since before there was a constitution. You know, my
same with mine, right.
We're here, you know, 1739. So what I'm saying, you know, and I'm part Indian and black, and I mean all these things, and it's like it's humanity. You are either toward God, constructive, be fruitful and multiply and productive, or you are not, George Bush, destructive, okay?
Right.
Destroy and kill and take and rule. God never gave men dominion over other men. We're the ones that are giving that up because of our fear. So we need to get over it. We need to stop sending them our money. We need to stop giving them access to our children. That, you know, join the revolution. Obey God.
Most definitely. Thanks, Lauren, for the call. Well said, well said.
Okay, bye-bye.
And Lord, have mercy on the New World Order and these elite with Lauren at the helm. My gosh, man, woman, you didn't take a breath, but what you said was so well put. I mean, look, if you love it, protect it, defend it. And if that means holding back the resources that these people need to continue this whole game, then hold it back. If you love it, protect it. John in Michigan, you're next on the National Intel Report. Welcome to the program, sir.
Well, good evening. Your last caller brought up a couple of points I'd like to comment on.
Sure.
They just put more money and put more debt on us. So it doesn't. The money that we sent to them goes to the Federal Reserve, and they just use it for their own profit margin. They just keep printing if they need more, and then they get it loaned to them from the Federal Reserve. So that's, you know, they have an endless amount of money to give to these illegals. Hello?
I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, and then as far as the schools go, there are two great books out there that if people read those books, they'll have the whole skinny on what's going on in education. One is called The NEA, The Trojan Horse of American Education.
Okay.
That's the NEA, The Trojan Horse of Education by Samuel Blumenfeld. He takes the history of our education at this point back to 1835, which is a great starting point. And then Charlotte Iserby has a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, or deliberatedumbingdown.com. She presents all the programs that were implemented in the Reagan administration, and during the Reagan administration, Reagan blended our education system with Russia's education system. It was an agreement, and we adopted the Russian's education system at that time. So she has a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down, and those two books right there will definitely clarify what's going on. And the NEA should be totally disbanded, and that is the crux of it all. And it's been designed to bring our country to our knees, so we can't communicate, we can't think for ourselves, we can't develop. So anyhow.
Well, John, I appreciate the call. Well said. And the NEA stands for No Education Allowed. Back after this break with John in New York and more of your calls at 800-313-9443 here on the National Intel Report on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Back to the program here. John in New York, you're on with us on the National Intel Report. How are you today, sir?
Good, good, Mike. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Just getting back to where they talk about citizen's arrest. I did that where I took my plates off my car and I put a cardboard plate on it. It said, unfair regulations, no money, no plates, no insurance. And I had quite a, a lawsuit situation and obstruction of justice situation to back it up. I mean, it wasn't like I was just doing it out of thin air. And I had 18 troopers pass me and had 3 weeks of driving before. They had to give me a ticket to get me off the highway because everybody else was going to start doing it. But in the interim of that 3 weeks, I had more people giving me thumbs up and tooting their horn and, you know, appreciative of someone standing up and defying the powers to be. And I'll be honest with you, it's something, it's like one of those things in your livelihood where you've done something and you just don't forget about it because it's one of those stars in your life, you know. So anyhow, when I got the ticket, or they were giving me tickets, the troopers asked me what the heck was going on. First off, he didn't even turn his lights on to pull me over. It was kind of a measured situation. They caught me in an intersection, were able to point me over. And so we pulled over, and he says, you know, you can't drive your car, and you'll have to leave it here, and what's this all about? So I started telling him, and I said, well, you'll have to bring a second car in here because I'm making a citizen's arrest. You can't arrest me for – this is a situational to where you arrest me on one tactic when I've got obstruction of justice and law being broke over here, but you won't enforce it over here. So now here I've got a situation to where I'm arresting you, so you better bring another vehicle in here because you're not driving away either, or otherwise we're both driving away out of here, and I'm ignoring it because you're just ignoring the law on the other side. You're being biased. And, well, geez, he was pretty nervous and whatnot, but he was very courteous and listened a lot. But he also did the chicken walk. When I threatened that, he did the circle, you know, like, well, what do I do here, you know? So you kind of had him off guard. So they're not sure themselves if you can arrest him or not. I think you can, but then it's a point of the enforcement. And so as it got said and done, he said, well, this must make you pretty nervous. I said, yes, sir. And I said, there is another point. I said, I can prove stress kills, so I'm arresting you for attempted murder. Well, that really got him nervous, and all of a sudden he had to answer his pager and was going off about some family dispute, and he said, ignore it at first. Well, now it's like he's got to go to that. So he left, and I left, and a couple days later I went to court, and again, you can't just walk in there and say, okay, judge, what are you going to do with me? I went in there with an article that I tried to get printed in the paper of Help Me Cross the Delaware, and I explained everything of where I had this incident of insurance and a cover-up. And, geez, everybody was in the JP's office in court waiting to go into trial. We're all kind of mum, and everybody's quiet. And I says, hey, I've got a problem here. And I started explaining my problem and telling them where we need to be and what we're going to. And all of a sudden, I had a room of about 35 people going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And all of a sudden, the troopers and the judges were all, like, doing the chicken dance. They were all behind the glass over there, and they were all nervous. And the cop that came out to take everybody's name, his hand was shaking like a leaf. And so anyhow, I brought a witness with me when I went into the court. And I was telling how Cornell University lied and whatnot, and about a 15-minute presentation in the middle of it, the judge stands up when I said Cornell was lying, and he picked his anvil up and says, I've heard enough of this, and I started throwing the documentation down in front of him, proving it. And he just stood there with the anvil above his head while the other JP run in, and he grabbed the anvil out of his hand and says, I'll handle this. And he ended up throwing the tickets out of court and asked me please to put my plates back on the car, and nothing has actually been done. It's kind of this in-house town situation of they know the problem, they leave me alone, but at the same time, it was an enforcement, but not enforcement. So anyhow, I don't know if that helps or not, but you can.
Well, it does indeed, and I've got to give you a round of applause, John, just for standing up and doing that. I can just imagine the look on that cop's face when you said that you were going to arrest him for attempted murder. Oh my gosh, I can just see the look of just out and out fear in his eyes.
Well, it's gave me a lot of respect. Don't get me wrong, I do a lot of paperwork in my area. I listen intently to Truth Radio and RBN and Genesis and you name it, and I bring the truth forward to people and give the free energy information and cancer cures, and I give them things to where, you know, the WTO is taking us over and you just don't realize it. So the people have earned respect for me, but at the same time, there's still that unwritten bias rule of, well, they don't dare to change the rules because the rules are being implemented from somewhere out of the outskirts of wherever, and the judges are still under control. And there's still extortion going on. I mean, it's this time of, you know, the IRS has been proven, hands down, to be corrupt and everything, but it's okay to let them keep doing that. Well, no, it's not. They've got that wall built in our mind, and we need to knock that down, and we're starting to challenge it, a few of us anyhow. And but it's getting there. So anyhow, yeah. Another thing is, again, I'm hearing a little bit on your program today about, like, if we held the money back, they print the money, they have control of the money. It's just a matter of factor of control. I don't see the problem there. The one thing that's changing in history now that we're seeing that didn't happen before, you know, if all of a sudden we're going to have like the Cultural Revolution where we just start killing anybody that had money because they're orchestrating the poor to be poor, that would be one thing. But they're orchestrating us in several ways to bankrupt us. They're orchestrating us to be sick and diseased and not thinking right with the fluoride and stuff. They've got us dumbed down. They've got our children dumbed down and coerced to where they don't even believe what's going on. And they're getting ready to kill us, basically. They got the camp setting up. They've got the WTO troops here. They've got our troops out in other countries, and they're all half. Most of them are sick from being in the other countries. And they've orchestrated real strongly to protect themselves this time. We're in trouble, and prayer is one definite thing that will help bring us out of this. But it's not a clean, simple thing. We've all got to take action, but we've also got to take action and find the other way that's nonviolent. Because as God wants us to grow and to be right, he didn't die on the cross. He had the ability to be violent, but he didn't. He picked the other way. Aristotle and Socrates and Plato, they all took the other way. They didn't take the violent way.
John, thanks for your call. Well said.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Well said. After the break, Katie in Texas and Shane in Rhode Island will get to your calls here on the National Intel Report today on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. Sitting in for John Stadmiller.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
One thing I'm going to tell you is that the three times I've done this program, I've just had an absolute ball talking to you listeners. And the different voices and things that get heard, and the fact that this is a very, very intelligent audience, and I have just been most honored and privileged to be on the program. And my thanks again to John and Sandra and everybody at RBN who has been nice to me. Thomas, today's producer, he wouldn't even tell me his name was Thomas. I was hollering, Manny. He said, well, I didn't want to make you feel bad. It's like everybody has just been super nice. And this has been the stuff we talk about is weighty. But I've had a good time being here because I like talking to people. And I like getting this information out. And so I've had an absolute blast, doing this program. And let's continue on. Katie in Texas, line 4, you're on. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, I was just, I've heard Lauren before. I think she called in from Ohio a couple calls ago, and just yahoo to her. I love her. And she was saying if we just stop giving them their money, I didn't really quite understand, and she didn't really make it clear. Is that the income tax? Is that
I think it's that, but I think more than anything else is we unplug and we just withdraw our support from them whatsoever.
Right, I understand.
Is anything they want to do, we say no.
Right, right. Okay. Well, like, I know that she doesn't, apparently she has children. She doesn't put them in public schools. I understand that most of our property taxes go to the independent school district, which
right.
I don't have my children in school either. And I hate the institution. So, I mean, how do you get around that? Is it that you have to have a loyal title or patent title to your land so that you're not subject to their taxes? Do you understand any of that?
Boy, I don't, and I would definitely not even try to give legal advice. That has been one area that I've not studied a lot of, because you know what, quite honestly, Katie, most of that reads like stereo instructions, and I have a hard time wrapping my head around it.
Right.
And so I look at it, because you hear so many different divergent views on how you should do this and how you should do that.
To me, that's playing into the system again. It's like, I don't even want to go after that. I just want
to
leave me alone, that kind of a thing. You know, support your own schools. They're falling apart anyway. You always sink money into them, and they don't do anything. They don't educate the children. So my point was I just, again, thank you, Lauren, for calling in. And I don't know if there's any way we could swap numbers off air or I could leave my number with you, but I'd love to talk to her and just, I don't know, is there any way I can do that? Call RBN?
Yeah, I'll have Thomas put you on hold once the call's done, and if Lauren... He can take your number. If Lauren liked to call back, he can give you her your numbers. But I think we just have to withdraw our total support from these buggers and just say, look, your time is up. We're done.
Right.
We gave them one last shot.
Right.
Back in November with the midterm elections to get us out of Iraq.
Right.
They haven't gone along with us. They haven't done what we've asked them to do. And so the way I see it at this point, all bets are off with these idiots.
Well, I agree.
I mean, we start bringing them to the house and let them go back out and start earning a living for once.
That's right. Okay, well, Mike, thanks so much, and I'll keep listening.
Thank you, Katie. Thanks for your call. And Thomas put her on hold and grabbed her number. Shane in Rhode Island, you are next on the National Intel Report here on RBN. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hi, Mike. All right, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, indeed.
I wanted to bring up a couple of points. One, I'd like to go back to the issue of sociopathy, I kind of prefer psychopathy. But one, I think it's important to know that some of these people aren't just raised this way, where they're in a bad environment, and they come out being immoral or conscious. Consciousless people. I think it's also important to understand that some of them are born this way, and that they are.
Well, I would agree. I would agree with that. But also, I would go one step further to say that these people are raised generation after generation after generation in this type of environment. So to them, it's normal.
Right. Yeah. And one of the interesting things with genetic psychopathy is, it is passed down from generation to generation. So it ends up that these people in power who easily rise to positions of power because they don't have any issues of stepping on people to get ahead, that they always migrate towards the top and then influence the different systems that we live in. And that kind of is a good segue into, I guess, the next issue. Which is about the system and basically trying to withhold our support for basically them allowing them to do whatever they wish. And have you ever heard of the study political polarology?
Say that again. You were kind of breaking up. What's the name of it again?
Political polarology.
No, I've not heard of that.
It's the science of basically evil, but adjusted for political purposes.
Right.
And it's basically the clinical study of psychopathy in positions of power in politics, and how when psychopaths are in these positions of power, that they take these ideologies and that once meant something, like a freedom and democracy, and twist them through their own language to mean its opposite, basically. And I think that it doesn't just go with ideologies; it also goes with the tax system. The tax system was first set up in a normal world, it would be to improve to improve our world and to, you know, to help things, to help everybody. But since it's been twisted, it serves its opposite needs.
They change the terms to have their own meaning for them, and they will use them with us, and we think they mean one thing, and they mean exactly the opposite.
Right, right. And I think that this study of how it's pretty detailed and intricate study, and I think that this is of primary importance, because if we are going to change our world, I think it takes the proper knowledge, and just trying to step out of the system and trying to buck it, you know, it could just. You know, we're going around these cycles over and over and over again. There's been plenty of revolutions that have been based on tax resistance,
right?
Including ours. But yeah, we're back at square one again. So I think
you're right. You're right in that, Shane. But the reason we're back in that square one is because we stopped doing our job. They've taken from us because we've allowed them to take from us. If we remain alert and we remain vigilant this next time around, and we don't set the job off to keep track of these yahoos on the press, which is bought and paid for and has been for a long time, if we make sure that we take care of it and we fulfill our responsibility, then it won't happen again. But the problem is people lay down from the responsibility, and these people, you give them an inch, they take an inch. They're not happy with that. They'll come back and they'll take a mile, because once it starts, it's so much easier for us to give up piece after piece after piece. And if it works once, they're going to keep coming back and doing it again, because that's just one of the traits of a sociopath and a psychopath. If they got away with it once, they're going to do it again.
Well, yeah, but the tough thing is not falling back into the same trap, and it basically goes into the mask of the psychopath, which is how they lure people into accepting like the opposite system that once lived for something.
Right. Sure.
It's this false mask that we get swayed by. So I think this fundamental knowledge of human psychology is pretty much, I think, the basis of knowing how to change and how to actually do something.
Yeah. Shane, I appreciate your call. I've got to move along here. Brian in New York, you're on the National Intel Report. Welcome aboard.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Yourself?
Good. I wanted to just throw a brief idea out there when they were talking about, with the property taxes and paying for the school and all that. I understand that here in New York State, there are some of the Orthodox Jewish communities. They're a very, very tight-knit group. And I understand in some towns they've managed to band together and refuse to pay property tax as a community. Because they say, well, we got our own schools, we'll take out our own garbage, we'll fix our own roads, but we ain't paying any property tax. And they were able to pull that off as a community. So I'm just throwing that out there as an idea, for people who other kinds of communities to band together and try to do that.
You know, I think Brian, there's a lot of merit in that. I mean, in the fact that we take responsibility for ourselves, as opposed to saying, oh, we need daddy government to do it for us.
Exactly.
We take responsibility. We put the onus back on us to make sure that things are done, that our kids are well educated, that, yeah, the garbage is picked up. We've ceded all this to the government because it was so much more convenient. And so we've traded convenience and comfort for our liberties. And, I mean, Lauren mentioned that in the last half hour. And I think there's some definite merit into that. And that's one of the ways where I think, Brian, that they have us is because we don't know our neighbors. We don't talk to our neighbors. We go inside. We stay inside. I mean, I can drive around my neighborhood right now on a nice sunny summer day, and I will guarantee you that I think this neighborhood has four or 500 houses in it, and there probably will be 10, 15 kids outside total. I can guarantee it.
Oh, I know it. The only time I got to know my neighbors around here is when we had a blackout.
Right. Yeah, and when was the last time you were invited to a barbecue?
Not locally. I usually have to go to my friends in the next county or something.
Yeah.
So
I mean, we just don't get together anymore. There's no, you know, sticking your head up over the fence. Hi, Bob, how are you?
Well, I've noticed a lot of, you know, ethnic communities. I mean, you've got the Hasidic Jewish. You've also got, down in the city, you've got a Dominican population. And as I understand it, the cops don't mess with them.
Right.
Because they'll get their butts kicked. You know, and so that, so they basically can do what they want now, you know, over there.
Well, and I've noticed this closeness within the Spanish community as well here.
Mm-hmm.
The Hispanics in my area, I live in Oklahoma City. We went to lunch the other day at a Chinese restaurant of all places, and as we're standing, it's a big buffet, and as we're there, you know, tons of Hispanics in the place, and they all know each other.
Exactly.
And they're tight knit, and they're talking, and hey, how are you doing? How you doing? How you doing? And it was like that the entire time we were there.
And one of the things I noticed, because I used to live in the hood, you know, and everybody knew everybody.
Right.
We all, you know, because everyone's hanging out at the bodega. But now I'm in suburbia, and it's like you said, nobody knows their neighbors. And so, because their community feel is missing. So, I mean, like I'm saying, all these ethnic groups are, like the Hasidic Jews are like the Amish. I mean, they're a tight community.
Mm-hmm.
And if just, you know, Americans can have that kind of community feel, we could pull off something like getting rid of the property tax, in our local district or something.
Right.
So I think
that has a lot of merit. But it brings to light, Brian, you know, the fact that the problem exists is that we don't know each other and we don't spend time with each other. And that's the one thing they've been able to accomplish is they've scared us all back inside. Ooh, don't go outside. You're going to get skin cancer. Don't do this. Don't do that. You know, and so everybody runs back in the house.
Stay in and watch your mind control on TV. Huh?
Exactly. The Flock News Network. Brian, thank you for your call. I appreciate you calling
thank
in.
Thank
you today.
Very much for having me on.
My pleasure. Yeah, Brian brings up a great point. And I've had this discussion on my program a number of times, is the fact that we just don't know each other. And, you know, you talk to people. I mean, we know our neighbor across the street really well and the one immediately to the north of us fairly well. And that's about it. I mean, they're the only ones who come out. The rest do not. Well, we know the neighbors pretty well behind us. But they're the only ones who come out. The rest of them do not come out. And it's just absolutely amazing that we have lost this total sense of community. I remember as a child that we had an old mimosa tree that stood in our front yard. And at any given time on a summer night, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, until Mom flashed the lights, there'd be anywhere from 20 to 30 kids around that. We'd be playing hide-and-seek. Moms and dads knew each other. You know, you'd invite people over for a barbecue. You'd go places. We used to go visiting. And you'd drive maybe a mile or two and go to people's houses that you knew. And you just would sit back, and the kids would run around and play outside. And Mom and Dad and everybody would go inside. And everybody, kids would fall asleep on the living room floor. And you wake up, it's midnight at 1 o'clock, and you're getting put in the car, and they're taking you home. And everybody knew each other. We don't do it anymore. And this is one of those things where we come back to this whole issue of love. It's the fact that we no longer love our neighbor as ourselves. We're more interested in ourselves. We're self-consumed, self-absorbed. What's on TV tonight? 500 channels. We have literally 500 channels. You can click one after the other and not a thing on. But yet, instead of getting up and doing something else, people will sit there and click and click and click and click and click. They won't turn it off. They won't go do something else. They'll just watch it. Well, I know something's coming on here in a minute. And they just do it. It's just over and over. Instead of going out and finding out what's going on around your world. You can't get people to say hello to you in a grocery store. You barely get the checkers to talk. And I have just found that absolutely fascinating, and it blows my mind that we have become this self-absorbed in ourselves. And this has been one of the things that they've been able to accomplish, where they've driven us away from each other. And it's time that we get that sense of community back in our areas, and where people can band together, and people can get something accomplished. You know, I remember if you knew a family down the street was having trouble, I remember Mom and some of the other neighborhood ladies taking food down. I mean, you knew these things were going on. You don't know that anymore. And it's a sad testimony of what we've become. The fact that our kids spread out. They go all over the country. My sisters live in Chicago and West Virginia, and we see each other maybe once a year and not all at the same time. And our families have spread out, so we no longer have the generational ties to home and to family and that type of thing. And we have lost all of that, and that was a strength. That was a strength of this country, where you would have generation after generation working together and sharing and learning from each other. You'd have a grandparent able to teach a grandchild things because he was there every day. And a grandparent was able to remain a hero, not because he was 1,000 miles away, but because he was there and he was able to be a part of the child's life. And we've lost that. Again, it comes back to the love. We didn't, the things that we should be cherishing, we didn't protect. Back in a minute for final segment here on the National Intel Report. My name is Mike Chambers for John Stadmiller. Our number 800-313-9443. Give us a call.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
I know that's not what you'd expect from me at all. I'm not the kind to smile and bow out gracefully. I always wanted to take it to the wall. But I found somebody with a heart as big as Texas.
Back here on the National Intel Report, my name is Mike Chambers for sitting in for John Stadmiller today. And again, this has been my pleasure and my honor to be on the Republic Broadcasting Network. As I had said, mentioned a couple of times, it was John who gave me the inspiration to do this. And he didn't know me from Adam. I was listening to this program, about a year ago in May. And I'd had an internet music station that I had ran for a while. I still had the equipment in the house. My wife, of course, told me to get rid of it. And I just realized, you know, look, this is something that you're good at, something you know how to do. And you need to start talking to people and start telling people about it. And I've been at it for 10.5 months. I started August 1st. And I owe that debt of thanks and gratitude to John Stadmiller for inspiring me to get up off my butt and doing something. And without him, I would still be sitting here moaning and groaning by myself instead of talking to the people I have met, the things we've talked about, the things we've discussed, and what we've talked about here. My last three appearances here has just been absolutely incredible. And I'm just so very thankful to be on the program. As a host, I've been a caller a few times over the last year and a half, but to actually be able to sit and take the program for John has been an extreme honor, an extreme privilege, and hopefully one day maybe I'll get to do it again. But it's been great. I did not get to the 14 characteristics of fascism. I keep trying. But we had loaded phone lines, and that was hearing you is more important. So on my program tonight on Truth Net Radio, I will do the 14 characteristics of fascism at the top of the program. No fail. I mean, I don't care what's happening. We didn't have tornadoes and storms roll through here in Oklahoma like we did last night. So I'm going to do that. I promised to do that. And we just didn't get to it. But, folks, it's important that we love each other. And that we get over our differences. And we stop being so self-absorbed and running from here to there to try to satisfy ourselves. Greatest satisfaction you will ever get in life is helping others. You're not going to get rich doing it. You're not going to be famous. But you're going to get a great sense of satisfaction out of the fact that you help your fellow man. And that's what we're here to do. We love our country. And part of that love, as I've said, is protecting and defending it. And you love your family, and you're going to protect and defend your family. You're going to do whatever you have to do to make it happen. So find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, and your family, because, folks, that's what we're fighting for. You guys have a great day. Robbie Noel or Jeffrey Bennett is next with the flip side here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. John Stadmiller back tomorrow. It's been my extreme pleasure. You guys have a great day, a great evening, and God bless. Bye-bye now.
With recent